Mr. Airplane Man, who will be at Atwood's on August 25th. And that was my hand. Margaret Garrett, who is responsible for guitar and vocals, and Tara McManus, drums. The band name is actually Howlin' Wolf reference, which was also part of Peter Parsick's story. So what comes around goes around. After that, Allie McGurk, also playing at Atwood's with Satisfied from her album Slow Burn. And then the Wolf Sisters, guess where they're playing? Yep, Atwood's. They are playing on September 6th, Am I Really Losing You? That is from a, it is from an album. It's from a bootleg that I have somewhere that they provided to me. Thank you very much. And can also be found on their album, Ramblin'. After that came some of the Royal Family of Iowa. I was in Iowa last week. I went to Iowa City. And I have to say, Iowa City reminded me a lot of Northampton. Really great farmers market, independent businesses, a little blue dot in the sea of red. So, Pieta Brown, the daughter of Greg Brown, that was her song Closing Time for Mercury. And then Iris Dement, Greg Brown's wife, not Pieta Brown's mother, but her stepmother, The Way I Should, from title track from The Way I Should. And they are going to be playing locally as well. In fact, they're playing tonight at City Winery. Pieta will be opening up for Iris Dement. How cool is that? Then I ended that set with Patty Larkin, who can be heard at the MFA on August 29th. Wolf at the Door from A Go-Go. And that was obviously a live song there. So, as I mentioned when I was starting out the show, I've been doing a little bit of work with this project called Boston Women Rock. And just to clarify, Boston, Cambridge, Somerville, Greater Boston area, women who rock, but also jazz and blues, instrumental, classical, bluegrass. And so I am starting out with a musician, Sonia Ray Taylor. She will be heard on August 28th at Toad. She will be playing with her husband. And she comes to Boston by way of Nashville. She had a couple years in Nashville as a staff songwriter with Nashville's BMG Chrysalis. And she has available selection of the many songs that she wrote during that time. And these songs were intended to be recorded by other artists. So it will be interesting to hear what she has to play for us when she is at Toad. So I'm starting out with a song that can be found on her website and may be part of an upcoming EP. Thank you.
wasn't perfect. That might be what you say, that our love was an arrow that somehow lost its way. Babe, our love was the winning piece in a long forgotten game. Just stuck waiting for you to remember how much you love to play. And I know I should walk away, that it's useless trying to make.
Feel it. I don't need to feel it on your empty words.
promise me, won't promise anymore.
Well, that was Sonya Ray Taylor, and if you like what you heard, she is going to be at the Toad on the 28th. Always a fun place to go and listen to music. So, on a completely kind of different direction, I'm going to play some Jess Fox. She performs quite frequently with either the Vinegar Flies. She can be seen sometimes playing with the Bluegrass Group on Mondays at Atwood's. She moved to the Boston area to become a luthier and studied at North Bennett Street Studios, which is just such an amazing place. They have some really great study programs there. Bookbinding is one, and becoming a luthier, furniture making, and I think they have a jewelry department. So I am going to play something by Jess Fox and the Vinegar Flies. Following that will be some Hazel Royer, and they can often be heard playing together, and they have some recordings, and I will be playing something that they just recently recorded that is promotional. So it's really nice that they sent it out to me so that we could hear what they are up to. So here we are, the Vinegar Flies. Okay, so that was kind of a combination of Jess Fox and the Vinegar Flies, who will be playing live at Woods on September 30th. And that was Cumberland Gap, and that can be found on Bandcamp. After that was Hazel Royer fronting the Royer Family Band. It's called Hazel Royer and the Royer Family Band. The album is called For Now, and that song is Just Walking Backwards. I really like the quirkiness of that song. What would we do if we did everything backwards? And then, thank you, Jess Fox, for sending me some recordings that the Highland Drifters are currently working on. That was Wrong Road Again, and vocals again by Hazel Royer. Highland Drifters are called the Highland Drifters because they can be heard on Sundays during brunch at the Highland Kitchen. So as if the food there wasn't good enough, you get some good music in the background. More often than not, Hazel is not there because she plays stand-up bass, and it's a rather large instrument to lug around. But she does play quite often at Atwood's as well. And she is coming to a Sunday afternoon performance sometime in September. It is really worth hearing. She is a young woman with a lot of talent. So, speaking about a lot of talent, Julie Rhodes and Sarah Shook at Great Scott, September 14th. Wow, whoever put those two together is just genius. So, I know I am looking forward to that. And for those who know the work of Sarah Shook, yes, I was able to find a song that I can play on air. So here we go.
Oh,
the churches and religions too. All the scriptures and the death letter blues. The backdoor prophets and the homeless saints. They keep on living for a little bit of faith. That you learn to embrace. You can't love in this world unless you got faith. You can't love in this world unless you got faith. All the back roads and the carnival rides, all the heartaches and the nervous pride. These streets we want.
I am really looking forward to hearing both Julie Rhodes and Sarah Shook playing at Great Scott on September 14th. I learn a lot from my fellow DJs here and at other stations. Doug Gessler, I listen to at WMBR on Saturdays. and he does Lost Highway and introduced me to Sarah Shook. I've heard her a couple times live now, and just what a powerful performer she is, as is Julie Rhodes. And Ryan was the person who introduced me to Julie Rhodes, who is here on Fridays and does Music Savage from 7 to 9. And I was just texting him a question about the station and what to do in case something breaks. And I think I gave him a small heart attack because there wasn't actually anything wrong. I just wanted to know for future reference. So sorry about that, Ryan. However, he played a song by a musician, Mary Elaine Jenkins, on his show yesterday. And so I really enjoyed that song, and I'm going to share it with all of you as well. I hope you enjoy it as much as I did.
They think they own the heavens, but we were there
You can compliment me on the style of my hair. Give me marks out of 10 for the clothes that I wear. You probably thought I had more upstairs. I disappoint. Being a man of the world.
Call. punch him in the balls.
Edition of Something About the Women. This is Kirsten. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Brian Young is in the house, and you know what that means, Crash Course for the Ravers. So before I finish my show, I'll let you know what you were listening to and when you can hear these people live. So Mary Elaine Jenkins, that was the Americans. And as I said, Ryan had played that same song on his show yesterday, when he does Music Savage between 7 and 9. After that, Camera Obscura, Books Written for Girls. From Underachievers, Please Try Harder. I just love the name of that album. Those two do not have anything coming up anytime soon, but keep an eye out for Mary Elaine Jenkins because she may come to Atwoods at some point. Fingers crossed. Licky Lee will be at the Paradise Rock Club, and that is her song So Sad, So Sexy, the title song from So Sad, So Sexy. Big Thief will be at Paradise Rock Club October 18th, that is Mythological Beauty from their album Capacity. I know I'm going to be there. I'm really looking forward to that. And then I ended that set with Lisa LeBlanc, Dump the Guy ASAP from Why You Want to Leave, Runway Queen. So with that, I will end this version of Something About the Women with Cry, 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 singing a title song from Cathedrals.
In the shadows of tall buildings, falling angels.
And just a note to my mom who is listening, listen for the New York references. I think you'll enjoy them.
And concrete, faded colors, pieces left incomplete. The line moves slowly past the electric fence, across the border between continents, in the cathedrals of New York and Rome. There is a feeling that you should just go home and spend a lifetime finding out just where that is. In the shadows of tall buildings, the architecture is slowly peeling. Marble statues and glass dividers, watching all of the outsiders. The line moves slowly through the numbered gate as the mosaic of the head of state. In the cathedrals of New York and Rome, there is a feeling that you should just go home and spend a lifetime finding out just where that.
Thank you.
cathedrals of New York and Rome, there is a feeling that you should just go home and spend a lifetime finding out just where.